93.9 WKYS, number one for hip-hop and R&B in the DMV. Britt is here. She's got to look in the news. Britt, what's going on?
An elderly Silver Spring man is expected to survive after a plane crash yesterday afternoon in Maryland. The crash happened in Anne Arundel County just after takeoff from Tipton Airport in Fort Meade. 82-year-old Thomas Klein and the pilot, 57-year-old Jeffrey Barnett of Glen Burnie, were flown to Shock Chama with serious injuries. The FAA is investigating. Suicide is suspected in the death of a woman in a D.C. holding cell. 46-year-old Tawana Johnson was found dead yesterday morning after her arrest Saturday on a misdemeanor charge of property destruction. A missing Maryland woman and two children have been found safe. Vivian Cook and Faith and Grace Davis, ages 9 and 8, went missing Sunday afternoon. Yesterday morning, more than 30 Southeast D.C. residents woke up to their car tires slashed. It happened between 2 and 8 a.m. yesterday morning. The situation is being investigated. Also, a local man has been arrested and charged with burglarizing the same house twice in 1 week. Frederick police say 27-year-old Dean Allen Stone Jr. not only robbed a Frederick City home on January 24th, but also 4 days earlier on January 20th. He has been charged with multiple counts of theft and burglary. There's a very sick story coming out of Western Pennsylvania where a teenager charged in a shooting death of another teen took a selfie with the deceased body and sent it to a friend on social media. Police say, of course, it was a key piece in evidence in charging the 16-year-old boy with homicide. And, well, drivers, it's been a while, but gas prices are going back up. The average cost for a gallon of regular is up 10 cents from last week in the D.C. metro area to $2.20. That's 2 cents higher than the national average, but still more than a dollar cheaper than what we were paying a year ago. I'm Britt Waters, and that's your KYS News Brief. For more stories, you can go to news1.com.